This podcast is brought to you by Money Control.
Hello and welcome to this edition of Taking Stock powered by Money Control. Well, my name is Shatish Anand and today I'm going to take you through all the factors as well as stocks which moved the markets on Friday, that is 9th of October. Well, Indian markets rallied for the 7th consecutive day in a row to hit a fresh 7-month high on Friday, led by financials after Monetary Policy Committee kept its focus on boosting growth even without a rate cut and kept the stance accommodative. Now, Sensex rallied over 300 points while the Nifty 50 closed above 11,900 levels. However, the broader markets underperformed. Now, if you look at the final tally on these three, then Sensex rose 326 points to close at 40,509, while the Nifty 50 closed with gains of 79 points to 11,914. Now, the dovish monetary policy from the RBI and supportive global cues aided sentiment for the markets as Nifty index ended higher by 0.8% at 11,932. However, the buying interest was only limited to large caps as the broader market underperformed for yet another day. Now, most analysts feel that the recent buoyancy in the banking pack may help the index to inch higher, but traders should maintain extra caution in the selection of the stocks as we are seeing limited participation from the index majors. Now, besides earnings season gaining pace, and we can't rule out the possibility of erratic swings in the stock market in the coming week as well. Now, sectorally, the action was seen in banks, finance, public sector and capital goods space, while profit-taking was visible in realty, healthcare and FMCG stocks. Now, on the broader markets front, the mid-cap index was 0.4% lower, while the small-cap index ended with losses of 0.29%. Top Nifty gainers include names like SBI, Axis Bank and Wipro, while top Nifty losers include names like UPL, Hindalco and Grasim Industries. Now, let's also look at stocks and sectors. Well, sectorally, the action was seen in the banking index, which is up 2.6%, followed by the S&P BSE Finance Index that rose 1.8%, and the public sector index closed with gains of 1.3%. Now, profit-taking was seen in the realty index that was down 1.5%, followed by the healthcare index that fell 1.01%, and the FMCG index was down by 0.69%. Now, volume spike of more than 100% was seen in stocks like ICICI Bank, L&T, Havells India, and LIC Housing Finance. Long buildup was seen in stocks like LIC Housing, Wipro, and M&M Financial, while short buildup was seen in stocks like IGL, Tata Consumer, and Tech Mahindra. Now, more than 100 stocks on the BSE hit a fresh 52-week high. That includes names like Hero Motor Corp, Apollo Hospitals, and JK Cement. Now, let's also see how Nifty plays in terms of technicals. While Nifty formed a bullish candle on the daily charts, in fact, it has continued this formation of high lows for the 10th trading session, and the entire base of the market is shifting higher to hit the psychological level of 12,000. Nifty formed a bullish candle on the weekly charts and gave the highest weekly close in last 31 weeks since 20th February 2020. Now, the index has to hold above 11,800 zone to witness a further up move towards 12,000 and then 12,200. While on the downside, major support exists at 11,750. That's what Chandan Tapari of Motilal Oswal Financial Services Limited said. Well, thanks a lot for tuning into this edition of Taking Stock, but do stay logged on to moneycontrol.com for more on news, business and economy.
The views and investment tips expressed by investment experts on moneycontrol.com are their own and not that of the website or its management. Moneycontrol.com advises users to check with certified experts before taking any investment decisions.